The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of Clear Channel Radio, nor should they be regarded as legal or investment advice. Seek qualified counsel before acting on any views expressed in this show.
This is Investor IQ with Glenn Wessel, where you hear straight talk about financial topics that impact you. Got a tax, financial, or investment question? As a CPA and holder of the Certified Financial Planner and Chartered Financial Analyst credentials, Glenn Wessel's the guy to ask. Now, here's Glenn.
And a very good morning to all of you. My name's Glenn Wessel, host of Investor IQ. Thanks once again for joining us this early Saturday morning, where our endeavor is, as always, to give you, the investor, a fair shake. This morning, we have with us a special guest, Stephen Jackson, who has been a longtime practicing attorney here in Asheville. Good morning, Stephen. I'll introduce you right now.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me, Glenn.
And of course, you're very welcome. And of course, Agnes Cheek, executive producer, is here with us again this morning. Good morning, Agnes.
Good morning.
Hey, Agnes, by the way, we were talking about our kids a few shows ago, and I have this pretty funny story that happened this week. I got to share it with you real quickly. Our little boy, who's six, we were going to have salmon, and he started complaining that he didn't want to eat chicken. We said, well, it's not chicken. It's fish. He said, well, fish is just a kind of chicken. Now, he's six, right? We're all looking at him thinking, you know the difference between a chicken and a fish. And he's going on and on. He's got tears streaming down his eyes because he doesn't want to eat the fish at all. And he says, you've told me for years that this is chicken. I thought, oh, yeah. Since he's been about two, anything he doesn't like, we tell him it tastes like chicken. And we forgot to tell him that it actually is fish. So anyway, as a reminder to all you parents out there, you tell these little white lies when they're two or three. You might want to make a mental note to undo it at some point, you know.
Before
anyway.
They backfire.
Anyway, so that's that for me this week with kids' stories. We're going to be talking about estate planning issues with Steve, who has been practicing law for 26 years, I guess, all in Asheville. Or
yes.
You've been in Georgia as well?
I'm also licensed in Georgia. It's coming up on 30 years now.
30 years, okay.
Yeah.
So you know your way around the block in terms of the rules.
I've earned the gray hairs.
That's right. Okay. All right. So the topic of issue today is the fact that we had a set of estate tax and gift tax rules that were in effect from, I guess, 2001 through 2009. But with the end of 2009, that law has been repealed, which has been replaced by really no estate tax at this point and no generation skipping transfer tax, or I think I said gift tax before, but I meant to say generation skipping transfer tax. So we're in this state of repeal. And what I want to ask you about is, first of all, what was the old law in general that is no longer with us? If you could just kind of hit the high points of the exemption equivalent and unified credit and the tax rates and what the whole purpose of the law was from 2001 to 2009.
Estate tax really is a transfer tax when it transfers from one generation to another. And it's been in and out several times, but there is an exemption amount, which is if your estate, everything you own, your dog, your jewelry, your guns, your retirement account, your life insurance, if everything you own gets over a certain amount, there is a federal estate tax and a North Carolina inheritance tax. The amount kept rising. It started about $600,000 and it went up to $3.5 million.
What exactly went up? The tax or the amount credit. that was exempted from the tax, right?
The amount exempted from the tax went up and the tax rate went down. So we ended in 2009 with $3.5 million that you could own before you'd have an estate tax exposure, and the top estate tax rate being 45%.
All right. So back in 2001, just as a recap, the amount that was exempted from estate tax was more like
I think it was $675,000,
yeah. And the tax at that time was 55%?
55% was the top rate.
Okay. So the intent of the rule or the law was to decline to reduce the tax over time?
In essence, the second President Bush was trying to phase out the estate tax, and it phases out in this year, but it comes back next year in 2011 at a higher, back to a more damaging tax of anything over $1 million. Is subject to a state tax, and the tax rates again go up to 55%.
Right. So now when 2010 is over with and you have an estate that's worth something in excess of $1 million, in 2011 dollars, that would trap many more people than it probably would have in 2001, even though I know we've had, you know, asset price corrections and so on, but I'm still thinking that there would be more people that would be subject to that at this point. Would you agree with that?
It's not, you know, if you have life insurance and the value of your house and your vehicles and retirement plans, it's not too hard to hit $1 million for a lot of people.
All right. If you could just briefly explain, before we get into any more nuts and bolts here, the exemption equivalent and a unified credit, just try to put the sheen on that in terms of what they really mean, because I think a lot of people get confused.
And people talk about that. How much can I gift a year? And there is a, in essence, a gift tax, almost a gift tax exemption that you can give a certain amount per year without triggering any gift tax. And the estate tax and the gift tax, when everything will roll back together in 2011, are unified. So you can give away up to the amount of the unified credit without having an estate tax issue. And gift that out, so they tie in together. So if you gift out, say, a $200,000 farm to your children, that would go against your $1 million credit in, say, 2011.
Mm-hmm. So in 2010, we don't really have any estate tax that's applied. There is no such credit at this point?
Right now, there's not.
Right
now, there's no estate tax, but as we've talked about, there's a big jump in the capital gains tax.
Right. Okay. So on the face of it, not having an estate tax, ostensibly, it would seem to be a good thing, would it not?
Yes, but it's loss in the on the step up in basis on the capital gains tax is massive.
Okay, we'll describe that when we get back after the break. I'm Glenn Wessel. Steve Jackson is with me this morning, special guest. He's an attorney in Asheville. We'll be back in just a moment.